Julie?
Yes.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm calling without warning. Hi, it's the Grease Man calling.
Hi.
With about 25 of my friends and your husband. How come you didn't come down, Julie?
Oh, I'm going to have to work for a living here.
Wait a minute now. You're not at work now. What time? What time do you have to be at the job, Julie?
8:30.
So you could have come down here at 6 o'clock, watched the action, taken a breakfast break, taken a massive, left here at 8 o'clock, and still been at work on time.
Nah.
I mean, it doesn't... You don't want to see... You know, this is history in the making here. I am a man just like teetering on the brink of insanity. And, you know, one of these days I'll lose it all together. And you would have been able to say, I was there. I actually saw it happen. Instead, you're going to have to listen to your husband at cocktail party saying, oh, yeah, I was there. I saw the grease. Yeah.
Yeah, but I can walk away from him on that.
Yeah, back in his heyday. You know, right before he climbed the Texas Tower, I could tell that there was definitely something wrong with the guy. And I was actually there in the room with him. Of course, you know, Julie was home, one thumb in her mouth, one thumb in her tuchus playing Switch. So she missed out on it. But do you realize that? And then when you have grandkids, you have to listen to your husband saying, yeah, I sure agree. And you're like, shut up already. He'll say, no, I really saw him. And the kids are like, gee, did you really see the grease man? You see that? But you missed out, Julie.
Well, the extra hours of sleep are worth it.
Oh, no. All right, Julie, you take care. Maybe some other time, okay?
All right.
Take care. Sounds like a feisty woman you're married to. I think disciplinary. All right. Take some other call. So anyway, we tried, buddy. We tried, but she.
Come back to bed with
me. Yeah, really. All right, buddy. Let's. I tell you what.